In Hokum Erev Shabbos, Yosef Misholosh Parsos, Kreshagil, the base of Yom Hagodol, Vyukol, Lahokin, Serchi Sudha Shabbos. So the person's away, and he's traveling back to his home, and the person is a Kabbal Chomer to somebody else's house. So you need to arrive with enough time to prepare for Shabbos. So we say, okay, so what should you do? If you're traveling and you get to the point, you should stop and prepare, and instead of continuing to travel, stop there. But if you're stopping there, you're not going to Tzarchei Shabbos anyway. So the whole reason why we're saying not to go is because you want to make sure it's Tzarchei Shabbos. Staying here, for sure, won't have Tzarchei Shabbos. So what? A Mokum Shu Shom Yevshalo Lahokin Tzarchei Shabbos. Oy, Shenem Mokum Yishu Batuach, it's not a safe place. You can continue traveling. If they know that you're coming, so they will prepare for you. So the whole problem is the guy's going to roll in, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they say, well, you know, we prepared Shabbos a limited amount. We don't have food for you. And we know you were coming, and we have no way to get the Tzarchei Shabbos anymore. It's too late, so we can't give you what to eat. So make sure he arrives early enough that should not be the situation. But if they know he's coming, so they'll prepare for him. So then there's not a problem.
How about if you bring your own food?
We will get them. So the Mishibura, Yosef Mishalosh Persos, Mitzkilos Hayom, so that we calculate the three persos from the beginning of the day. Behu Karib L'Shlish Hayom, which is basically a third of the day. We assume that a person travels in general 10 persos in a day, a parsa being 4 mil, which means 8,000 amas. A person can travel 10 parsa in a day, 40 mil. So 3 parsos is basically a third, 3/10. Fine. I'm going to say about Golo, Erechim Alasus. If a person is traveling on a horse or in a wagon, being drawn by a horse, then I say about Meher, he's traveling much more quickly. Yecholisa Harbe Yosef Misholosh Persos, Ashli Shayom. So we're doing it with a time factor. So you have up to a third of the day, basically. So go as far as you can in that time allotted. The Bach is makel that if you're traveling by a golo, you can continue to travel even later in the day, more than 3 hours. So the question is, what's the swara? I mean, if the deal is we want to give you enough time, so yes, it's correct. We should measure it as a time factor. Traveling by foot, 3 hours, traveling by car, 3 hours. If you take a car, you get 5 hours. What does that mean? The point is you need to have 7 hours of time to prepare for Shabbos. So the Bach says that when we're saying a person can travel three parsos, means he's measuring out a distance. We're saying that takes a third of a day, or 3/10 of a day. But the reality is we all know that when a person is traveling those days and they travel by foot, that a lot of times things happen. Whereas when the person would travel by a golo, in general, the trip was more, he was becoming more confident in the time. So as long as the person arrives shortly after Chatzos, he has the whole afternoon to prepare for Shabbos. That's enough time to prepare for Shabbos. That's the Bach's argument. Okay. The Beisoy. The Malkam Shashobis Shom. The Beisoy just means wherever you're going to be sending Shabbos. So it could be your home, it could be somebody else's home, but if that's where that's you need to get to where you're supposed to get to earlier in the day. There's no difference whether it's Harlech the base of Cherem or Harlech the base. Vavshim Mechavin Shiva Beisa Yir Yoser Anik Shabbos. He's arguing, I'd rather go. So what's the other option? I can't travel that far, so I have to spend Shabbos in this little village, wherever it is. I'm going to be much more comfortable at home. True, that's true. Maybe they don't know that he's coming, and there's no food for him. Nowadays, people don't make a limited amount of food. That's why people are not careful with this halacha, because we person assumes that there'll be food, which is probably true. And whether Ben Shar Kesharlach LeBeisa or Shlisarech BeBeisa Cherim, they're Mekel. Fine. And then the same thing would be true. Let's say he was traveling to, that there's food available to purchase. Ready-made food for Shabbos is available to purchase. So that would be the same thing. Fine. So the Mishnah Rabbi Harbach Karnam Erisi Shikos and the Kabbalkam Sarach Lizer the Chachilah Shal Yedek Hayisa Atzamach Leherev. See, even though we're giving you this leniency to continue to travel, you can't go all the way to right before Shabbos. Even though you should come upon me, Mishnah 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 Shabbos, that already is going to be problematic. Why keep out the Shbiza, I feel a bit basic, because Shabbos Samach the Shabbos, it's even Levar Shal Bishviloi, Michal and Shabbos, they throw in an extra food for him, etc. They start doing it, might be they're doing it in a situation which already is Shabbos. Okay. Again, come upon Yared Yagil Maloy Ubesa Achacha Shekhumamish, you time it that you're gonna get there when it's still light out, but things happen. Next thing you know, he arrives, it's ready banish mushrooms or nighttime. Come a chal shabbash ace by so bachnosa be see me the chusatchum as she says Bahamtoy. Don't accept this argument. Yeah, there's plenty of time, and the roads are good. Let's go. Better is to stop, you know, in some little inn, in some little village, than to continue. This, which I will tell you, if he did continue, and he arrived within the tchum of the city. He can't travel on riding the animal, but he can travel into the city and make the city his makom shvisa, since he arrived in Shmoshes within the tchum here. We'll talk about those halachos over there. Came along the mechaber said that which you're saying, stop here, don't continue. Is where you're going to stop. Is there's potential for some level of having Shabbos, i.e., he'll be able to prepare food for Shabbos there, or and it's a safe place. You're going to travel, give him results. You're going to stop. That place is a place where you could then prepare for Shabbos. Okay, Kosev Shrine by Yerach. Or the place where he's talking about is not a makom betuach, isha betuach. Damir b'derech ain't a makom betuach. Saying on the just on the side of the road is not a safe place. Even though he has food with him, he has the food. He's allowed to continue. So the issue here is not tzarchei Shabbos. He has tzarchei Shabbos. The issue over here is the safety issue. So that's he's allowed to continue. Again, he's not traveling on Shabbos. He's traveling. We'll talk about later on, the person has to travel on Shabbos because of safety. We had it before with the Shiur, we'll talk about it, you know, in other scenarios. But the issue over here is traveling later on in the day, or stopping after 3 hours, I have Tzarchei Shabbos. So, okay, but, so it sounds like from over here that if I have Tzarchei Shabbos and I have a safe place to stop, I should stop. Even though I should argue, I have Tzarchei Shabbos, so what's the worst I'll go by through? So yeah, but you have a safe place now. You should stop and give him a person. So it sounds like he's saying over here. The fact that you're taking it with you is not a heter. But in a case where you have Tzarchei Shabbos and the place is not safe, you're allowed to continue until you get to a safe place. So you're allowed to go Kamrasos, but become Mokam Yisrael Yisachar Lovay Ad Samach Le'erv Kinabasif Gimel. Again, the person should not travel, you know, timing it to the last minute. Because things happen. Okay. Now, the Sharetzin and Tess says that, like we understood over here, that even when you're taking mazonos with you, you still have a dinner of gimel prasos, unless the place is not safe. Then he brings Aimir Locha, Mashik Sabdam, Hashem Al Yerab, the Mitzad of the Hokel, Melech Mazonos of Imoy. That he says that if you're taking your mazonos with you, it's mutter. Okay, so that's the Vir Locha over here. And Riuchel Lahachin, page 26. I'm Bella Shabbos Shamachr Beinian Zafilah B'Melech Mazonos of Imoy. Plot Pukachom Mazel Chom said Gimel Persos, and that's it. Even though you have Mazonos with you, Chom set it up, and that's why the Mishnah over here says that the only time, even though you have Mazonos with you, the only time you have had to continue after Gimel Persos is because it's not safe. But Kemo B'Meisias Sheitati the word Mishnah Berurah Sivkotin Hay, and that's this Mishnah Berurah that we just pointed out. Sivkotin Hay, even though you have Mazonos with you, you can't continue unless it's not safe. That you see that having mazonos with you is not a heter on its own. But the Rabbi says no. You could be that if you have mazonos with you, keep going. There's no loy plug, and it's only if there's a problem. Well, there's no problem, so everything is that's fine. So I mean halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah seems to present it in the Shabura not like the Eliyahu Rava. He brings the Beis Yosef, right? And in the Mahalach of the Shabbos, and the Sharatzin, and the Bir Loch. He says, by the way, there's another opinion. So he's B'Shas Tzadkak, you're Samech another opinion, but otherwise you really shouldn't do that. Now, nowadays we have the other Heter, that if they know, you know, that the Mora says is that if they know that you're coming, and the Shabura brought the Shita, we're told that Magen Avraham, that since people prepare Berevach that has equivalent status of they know that you're coming, so then this issue doesn't apply. As long as you're going to get there in a safe time, you know, with enough time to finish before Shabbos. That's what the Veltas make along. But just the fact that you're traveling with your own Mazonos alone, but there's nobody there who knows that you're coming, really a person should stop earlier on. Okay. Tip base. Also, the Be'er Shabbos Suda Umishta. A person should not be kaveh a meal in Erev Shabbos which is larger, thereby diminishing your appetite on Shabbos, or thereby making the Shuddah Shabbos look not kosher by having had a similar meal in Erev Shabbos. I feel that he should have Erevson in Nekor Shabbos. She comes to Shabbos because she toyev lechol v'chol yer b'chol yisr. So, if it's a Suda's mitzvah, what Mishnah Hagah is going to say in a moment, that's fine. Not a Suda's mitzvah, you're just making like a really geshmak a Suda, like, you know, Erev Shabbos, you don't do that, in order that when Shabbos comes, you're toiv lechel, you're part of the Oneg Shabbos is enjoying the meal. So, I'm hungry, so I enjoy the meal more. Hagav Siddur Shazmana Besh Erev Shabbos, Gagayin Rismila Opinion Aben, Mutter, Kenir Liv, Kenaminik Pasha. But something which is, this is the proper time, so you make a Siddur Mitzvah. So that you should do. There shall be Erison. So there's Erison, there's no din of Simcha by Erison. Simcha is by Nesuin. So Siddur Erison is not a Siddur Mitzvah. Or even if it is a Siddur Mitzvah, but why are you doing Erev Shabbos? Okay. So Mr. Burr is going to deal with it. Casey, he did the Arison then, so he should do the Suda then. We don't have the whole issue nowadays. We don't split the two.
Why?
But to eat or drink without making this meal. Feel a Suda rogo shabbachol, call your mutter lahaslam in a din. So you're not making a meal, so you're just eating something that's mutter. Avo, mitzali imana, mili kwaya Suda, shadog babachol, mitesha shol salamala. But even have your regular type of meal. After 9 hours of the day, which means the last 3 hours of the day before Shabbos, a person should not even have a regular sized meal then, because that's definitely going to affect your appetite for the evening meal. Okay. Sif Zayin, Tatan Zayin. Also, the Gemara Yisrael Gemara, the Ha'isa Mishpach, Yerushalayim, Shekabra, Sadasa, Be'er Shabbos, V'Nekra. So the punishment of they used to make their fancy meals Erev Shabbos, the family was uprooted. Pashta means that they were destroyed. Be'er Shabbos with the Be'er Yomtiv, Yomtiv Nami Mitzvah Non Gil B'Chavda. The same issue applies in Erev Yomtiv. Prisoners should not be having a large fancy meal in Erev Yomtiv. Suda's Erison. So now, so what's wrong with Hilas Erisin? Is it a mitzvah or not? If it's a mitzvah, so it's the same thing as bris meal and pinyon of bed. So, or are we saying that Hilas Erisin is not a mitzvah b'chlal? And so how do we look at it? Mishaburu. Tess. Pirish. Im eris kodem l'chein. The erisin was done earlier in the week. Also lost his asud of Erev Shabbos. The office of the erisin, he mitzvah, it is a mitzvah. Kamakim ha'yaladim, he should have done it earlier in the week when he did the erisin. Abim eris b'Erev Shabbos, mutalas is a suda. The kim of the erisin, shari b'Erev Shabbos. Mishum shal yikamen alafir. Me'el ashori, la suda, la zev gamke. A meal, you don't have a choice. It's 8 days, 8 days. Right? Or even a meal shal b'zman. But now that the child is ready to do the meal, you have a kim to do the meal right away. Pidyon ben, this is the right time. Who asked you to do erisin today? Do erisin next on Sunday after Shabbos. He said, no, I'm worried somebody else will cut me ois. So the more said, that's a valid argument. So it's appropriate thing to do it now. Once it's appropriate, you should do the suda. Mele shoya suda gizagam kein. Bakshuba kimoi suda smila, opinion of band, the zamana kabu. Kenim hoyu nesu in bear Shabbos. Mutalas is a suda gam kein. You should do the suda then as well. Come on, come on. The chakil, the toy, the lochan, the mafshal, the litchas, the suda, the mokra, the yam acher. Kenim eris, the Shabbos. He did the erisin erev Shabbos. If you can push off the meal till Shabbos or after Shabbos, do so. But now the chosav b'sudas erisin, b'sudas shoysin shiduchim shalonu, they make a tenoyim. L'havi sudas mitzvah. That's not called sudas mitzvah. But can't call the prima gadol v'simin talpem medal. Pisa ein lasers of erev Shabbos. I feel him nigmar hashiduch boisa yom. Mashenar lechol minikar kachas b'shos k'subas tenoyim loy mikir sudam. They just have a little bit of mazonis. That's not a problem. That's not called a suda. So come to Shabbos, because you should come to Shabbos being with an appetite. Some say different reasons. You're afraid by busy making this fancy meal, so you're not going to be busy making a nice Shabbos. You should come to Shabbos, you didn't enter Shabbos with an appetite. Avshar chlo b'beker, kiyam chumar b'sidos, shalok yigilusoy, shub lo yuchal lechol, yuchal b'lad b'tayavim. Even though the meal will be Erev Shabbos in the morning, we're afraid that you're not going to, still, by the time Shabbos comes, your appetite, it's a large meal, it's more than usual. So a person, it will dampen his appetite. Okay. Bris Mila, filo im, ena b'shmini l'lidosa. Bris Mila, the zman is then. That means even if it wasn't the eighth day, k'nshol yecharlo b'shmini b'nitkis, they're in the bris from the right day, because he was not well. Whenever the child is well, you have to do his meal now. You cannot leave him any more than necessary for his health. You have to do the meal right away. So if Pinyin Ben came out to be the calculation, that's the right time is Erev Shabbos for sure. They didn't do it on the right time. So go wait after Shabbos. What do you mean? You have a chiyuv mitzvah right now to do it right now. You're not allowed to wait after Shabbos. So once that's true, you're allowed to make the suda. Mutter. Then he said, Digam kein sudas mitzvah, vein l'kosham lek sudas Shabbos. You have a sudas mitzvah right now. Do the sudas mitzvah for the Pinyin Ben or for the Milo. And then, it'll affect to the Shabbos. Okay, so affect to the Shabbos. Come on, let's feel a mitzvah like Dima b'Shachar Zimshem Kodesh Shabbos. But if you can make it earlier in the day, that's better. Come on, Shabbos. We're like Simchat Torah study. Hey, it's a base. Then you put the Purim Ayin Shem. When the Purim comes out on a Friday, we say that you should make the Suda earlier on in the morning. Therefore, not to act, you know, actively diminish a real bona fide appetite for the evening. But if you didn't do it, you can do it later in the day. It's a Suda mitzvah. You do it today. And we'll deal with Shabbos when Shabbos comes. I have to deal with it. Now take a look over here in the opinion, the beer loch, the short beer loch. Bottom line, opinion of Ben, who didn't see him a sechta. So you know, you see from him really the appropriate time to do the sudas sidim sechtas means the case. Talking case, we finish it. The point is, it's zman is Erev Shabbos. So how's it see himself zman Erev Shabbos? I mean, you finished Erev Shabbos. So you should celebrate right away. You shouldn't push off celebrating. So that's called the zman of the siyum is immediate, right? So that's an interesting point. that people, you know, well, I'd like to see him later. Like, you know, that's not the chatchila. The chatchila, the appropriate time to celebrate. If a person wants to make the seum later, what they should do is not finish yet. You know, I didn't learn the last omen. You know, so I'll do the last omen of the day of the seum. But to say I'll finish now, I'll make the suda 3 weeks from now. Like, I mean, yes, the ma'aser when you make the suda, then the suda is being done in honor of the fetayur masayim, so it has the din of suda's mitzvah. I think I told you this once that was the Shuvas Chavos Yorah talks about that. A person makes a suda, he didn't make the siyum then, but he makes a suda in honor of the fact that he made a siyum. It's called a suda's mitzvah, he says. Because you're doing it in honor of the fact that you're a messiah. But that's not the chachila, I mean, it's not the chachila to push it off and not do it when you made the siyum. Okay, let's just finish up the shavuos over here. Lecha b'lishtois. Just to eat, not a fancy meal, but just to have your regular meal. Drinking a lot of liquid which fills them up. We know that affects a person's appetite. So a person should not do that. If he becomes drunk from it, talking about drinking over here, alcohol beverages, he might just end up sleeping through the meal. Okay, for sure, not right before Shabbos, a person should not be drinking alcoholic beverages. Afilu, Hanu Kamar Veafilu. Rasul Emor, the Lomi Boy Bli Kvi Asuda Klau. Is that what body butter kolayim? Not only if you don't make a meal out of it at all, you just have like some fruit or vegetables or meat. That's mutter during the day for sure. But if, not only that, Afilu Mitzli. Sorry, Afilu Mitzli Mona Gamkin Leka. Afilu Kvi Asuda Kim Shana Oisa Suda Rechava Rakamosh Rogav Bechal. So, but saying that even if you're making a meal, you're washing, but you're not doing anything more than your average weekday meal, it's mutter. This is only in a larger meal. This is not a larger meal, it's a regular meal. It's mutter, but it's a mitzvah limona. But if you started, you don't have to stop. You shouldn't do it. Which means a quarter of the time left till evening. They had very short winter days. If he knows that it's, well, you know, we'll see that there's a lack of an istinus, a person whose his nature is that even if he eats in the morning, his night meal is affected. So you have this winter, you know, the winter where sun rises at 9 o'clock in the morning and sunset at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you have 6 hours of time. So one quarter of that is an hour and a half. Well, great. So he's at what, you know, but comes to Suda. I waited by three B'shal Zmanias. I mean, don't give me this. He says, obviously, that's not appropriate. Okay, let's hold it here.